hitting the headlines first for your area. This is Phoenix FM.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, David Cameron says a deal to halt Iran's uranium enrichment programme shows persistent diplomacy and tough sanctions can work. The Prime Minister's been speaking after an agreement was reached in the early hours, which he says will leave Tehran further away from getting a nuclear weapon. Foreign Secretary William Hague claims the six-month deal is good news for the world and is optimistic of a longer-term solution.
It is possible to agree with Iran. The political will from all sides has been there, and that is something that many people would have doubted only a few months ago.
The Home Secretary says getting tough on the gangs behind modern-day slavery in the UK is her personal priority. Theresa May says the crime is widespread across the country, but new laws will help to eradicate it. She's been speaking to a Sunday newspaper as detectives in South London investigate a case where three women are alleged to have been held for more than 30 years. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a woman in her 70s was found dead in Middlesbrough. The 40-year-old's currently being questioned by police. Former footballer turned actor Vinnie Jones says battling skin cancer is the greatest challenge he's ever come up against. The 48-year-old has had several lumps removed after noticing a blemish under his right eye. In sport, Manchester City are up to fourth in the Premier League after taking Tottenham apart at Eastland. The North Londoners were thrashed 6-0. City midfielder Samir Nasri says it was a performance of the highest quality.
We show once again that against the big squad we always respond at home. So it's a great result, 6-0. You know, you don't see that often, but we maintain our good form at home.
Manchester United are just kicking off their match at Cardiff. And Ireland's hopes of a first-ever win against the New Zealand rugby union team were dashed by a try in added time. The All Blacks snatched a 24-22 victory. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, everybody. This is the Jed Shepherd Show in Phoenix 98 FM. I'm glad you've joined me again. First up, here is my theme song.
Jed Shepherd, 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 Jed Shepherd.
Hello, everybody. Today I am joined by Camilla Bleeks. She's sitting here nervously next to me. Hey, Camilla.
Hello.
Hello. you won't hear from her till after five, though, but I can keep coming back to you and you can give me your opinions on the new songs I'm playing,
you
want.
Yeah,
is that cool?
Great, yeah.
So while I make her a cup of tea or some water, I'm going to play you a song by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. This is called Harrison Ford.
In the desert, made mistakes, but they're behind me. Do you call this my just desserts? Some are mothers, some are fathers. In this desert, if I call out, will you find me? An honest man, a liar, and thrown to an ever hopeless future. This world would paint an honest man, a liar. Such foolishness we're guilty of together. Please don't waste your love for me. Please don't waste your love for me. Please don't.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Just to learn how to drive? Then why not call Easy to Pass? With Easy to Pass, you can learn to drive at your own pace and at a time and day that suits you. And we don't just teach learners to drive. We can offer refresher lessons and motorway tuition, as well as training people to become driving instructors. So why not give Easy to Pass a call now on 0800 881 8745 and get yourself on the road to getting a driving licence. Or visit our website at easy-number2-pass.co.uk.
Hello. Following the destruction unleashed by Typhoon Haiyan, millions of people across the Philippines are today locked in a desperate struggle for survival. The Disasters Emergency Committee has launched an appeal to help get shelter, food and clean water to people in the worst affected areas. Please, help us reach the survivors of Typhoon Haiyan by donating at dec.org.uk, call 0370 60 60 900 or donate at your bank. Thank you.
Do you have a family member that's in need of care? Have you thought about care planning? A slip or a fall this winter can cause a care crisis. Visit The Beeches, our stunning new care and nursing home, London Road, Brentwood. Keep warm, keep well, and visit The Beeches.
Yes, so you've heard some straight music there. My favourite part of that was the long, long adverts. My name's Jed Shepherd, and it's a new music show, so you've got lots of new music today. You've also got me joined by Camilla Bleeks. Hey, Camilla.
Hello.
So, Camilla, so people know a little bit about you, where are you from, and why did you take up singing?
Why? Oh, my God, that's a complicated question.
It is, because you're not... Are you originally from London?
No, I'm not. I'm Polish.
Polish, right.
Yes, but I'm here for a really long time now.
Okay. Well, since you were very small?
Not very small, but small.
Okay.
Yeah, I study music composition at London College of Music.
Okay.
So I am doing stuff with music quite often,
okay.
I'd say. And, yeah, well, my dad is a musician as well, so I think that had a big impact on me.
Did he play a particular instrument?
Yeah, he does play trumpet. And
wow.
Yeah, so...
That's impressive.
Yeah, so I had music around me since I was, like, really little, so...
Have you ever done anything together?
No, we haven't.
Okay,
no.
You should do that.
We might do, actually, one day, but not now, really.
When you make an album, you should have your dad on playing...
A trumpet.
Yeah,
I might do this, yeah, so I don't have to pay another person to play for me.
Exactly. And at the moment, you said your dad got you into music, but kind of what else got you into music? Was it certain singers out there, or...?
Yes, definitely. It was Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, are you a big Christina Aguilera fan?
I am.
Early stuff or kind of older stuff?
Everything.
Yeah, because, like, to be quite honest, her early stuff, because I quite like pop, but her early stuff was really good, like Genie in a Bottle,
yes.
Classic.
Yes.
And I think she's just got a bit messy towards more recently. I don't really like any of her new stuff.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Like, you're allowed your own opinion, I guess. But, like, everything she does, I love because she's got an amazing voice.
Yeah.
So, like, she, you know, she can do whatever she wants because, you know, that's a good excuse.
Yeah, exactly. And would you say that she kind of influences your songwriting as well?
A little bit, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
She doesn't play an instrument, though, herself, so...
She doesn't?
Yeah, no, she doesn't. She only sings.
That's quite lazy of her.
So you've
got one up on Christina Aguilera, because you can play instruments. Is it just the piano you play? Because she's brought in the biggest piano of all time. You can't see it, but you'll see my pictures on Instagram and stuff.
Okay.
You've got the biggest piano of all time with
yes,
you today.
Yes, I know. Okay, well, it's good, you know.
It's bigger than you.
Is it bigger than me?
I think so.
It's not bigger than me.
You could... That case you've got for it, you could fit in there happily, like a sleeping bag.
Yeah, I could fit in there, yeah, that's fair enough.
Maybe
yeah.
We'll try that later.
Okay.
So I've got this singer called Mer. Have you heard of her? She's Danish. It's got M and an O with a strike through it, and I think you pronounce it Mer.
I haven't actually heard of that, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think you like this, because it's kind of...
Okay.
I think it's your vibe. Let's see,
right.
Here's Mer with Never Wanna Know.
Fight in the journey of the band.
That was Mer with Never Wanna Know. What do you think, Camilla?
What do I think? Oh my god, I think it's amazing. It reminds me a bit of Lana Del Rey, like I said.
It does, yeah. Do you, I think a lot of kind of women who are into music right now, they think Lana Del Rey is massive, so maybe I'll copy kind of her kind of vocal technique. Do you reckon that's the case?
Yes, maybe a little bit. I mean, it's good to, you know, to have it as an influence.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, people should do a bit of original stuff as well.
Yeah, I think so. But like, pretty much every single new singer, songwriter, girl that's come out recently, in the charts at least, sound a little bit like Lana Del Rey, that kind of soft vocals.
Yes, actually, as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, because it's better than sounding like, I don't know, someone really terrible. like The Struts, who was Jane played on her show. okay, I want to go straight into some more new music now. This is a band called Fantagram, and I'm a little bit obsessed with them right now. This song's called Blackout Days, and if you think you've heard it before, it's because I play it every single week. Lovely Fantagram with Blackout Days on Phoenix 98 FM. My name is Jed Shepherd, and this is the Jed Shepherd Show. I'm still joined by Camilla Bleeks. How do I say it properly?
Camilla Blake.
Camilla Blake. So I've just followed her on Instagram now. So I'm quickly going through all of her Instagram pictures. So now I feel like I know her quite well.
Yay!
But don't go through my Instagram because it's really embarrassing.
I already did.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
If anyone out there wants to follow me on Instagram or Twitter, it's just at Jed Shepherd. And I guess, are you on Twitter as well, Camilla?
No, I'm not on Twitter.
Actually. How is that possible?
I don't like Twitter.
Really? I don't like Facebook. I'm not on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook.
Okay, so we're like enemies.
Yes.
You're my nemesis. So yeah, how come you're not on Twitter then? For what reason?
I just don't really, I don't know, I don't like it.
Yeah?
I just have nothing to do on it.
Well, you just cannot say what you're up to.
I know, but no, not really my kind of thing. I prefer Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram's good because you can people like pictures rather than words.
Exactly.
I feel like on why I'm not on Facebook is because you put something on Twitter in about 5 seconds, people have forgotten about it, and you don't need to worry about it coming back on you. But on Facebook, say if I just made some throwaway comment, it's there forever. People can see it forever, can't they?
I know. Yes, and now they've done like all that stuff on like your timeline that you can see stuff you've done 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, that I wouldn't
scary.
Want that. After about a month, I'm embarrassed by whatever I've done like in the previous weeks. Have you heard of Sky Ferreira? She's another kind of she's kind of a new pop star. She just released her album last month, and it's probably the best pop album of the year, I would say. Yeah, she's from America. I think she's 20 or 21.
Okay.
And she's been in a little bit of trouble recently in terms of being caught with drugs and stuff. Doesn't mean her music isn't brilliant. So I'm going to do a double header, which I did last week as well, of like pop. So first up's going to be Sky Ferreira and then Hetty with Just the Way. Here we go.
Thank you. 18th, remember it's what's underneath. We never know what's coming next, always trying to impress. We dream of shows and camera rolls and working hard to reach our goals. And all I know is maybe and maybe not. It seems to me that our hearts just get tied in knots. The mood is low, but it's worth the hold. And when the voice gets low, it could be hard to talk. But that's just the way it's meant to be.
Don't know what will happen, so we gotta just live it. Live life to the full. We don't know what will happen, so we gotta just live it. Live life to the full. We don't know what will happen, so we gotta just live it.
Hetty with Just the Way on Phoenix 98FM. Did you like that, Camilla?
Yes, I did, actually.
And you said you knew Hetty. Was that from the Phoenix site?
Yes,
and stuff?
I looked
yeah.
up your website.
Ah, okay,
that's where
cool.
I saw her. And yeah. then I looked her up on YouTube as well.
Ah, okay. Did you see the nice videos I did for her?
Yes, I did actually. Yeah.
Yes, check that out on YouTube or go to hettysteinwood.com if you want to check that out. Because I went to Brighton the other day and I filmed loads of videos with her and they came out really well. Not surprised, I'm getting pretty good at it. So, it's got loads more new music coming up. And after five, Camilla's going to play a song. I believe it's a Delilah song, right?
Yes, it is.
Awesome, Delilah. Like Delilah. And I was just saying during the song, is I know a little bit of Polish, but it's kind of bizarre. Because I went to school with this Polish guy, and I went to him, I don't really want to learn the whole language, just teach me the most weirdest thing to say to a Polish person ever, just to freak them out. And he was like what? And I was like, oh, I don't know, bumblebee juice.
Okay.
So is this right? Bumblebee juice in Polish is sok bonkowicz.
Kind of, yes. I never actually heard of it.
No one has.
No one has.
It's just a made up phrase, bumblebee juice.
Okay.
So maybe that can be the name of the next song you write.
Maybe. Can you say it in Polish again, please?
Sok bonkowicz.
Okay.
Is that right?
The sok is okay. That's actually sok. Juice, yeah. But I don't know the second part.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'm getting there. More Polish lessons next week on the Jed Shepherd Show. Up first, though, I'm going to play a song by the band Churches. And I've played this before. It's not one of their songs. It's the cover of a Whitney Houston song. As it's kind of a female singer-songwriter-y type feel to my show today, as with a lot of the weeks. This is their cover of Whitney Houston. It's not right, but it's okay.
Street boy, so I did 213. the CVS. A Council for Voluntary Service is a local voluntary organisation formed and run by local voluntary groups to promote and develop the effectiveness of voluntary action. CVS promote the effectiveness of local groups and organisations by providing support services such as information, advice and training. CVS acts as a representative body for the views and needs of the voluntary sector and supports the development of a clear partnership and complementary working relationships between the voluntary sector, volunteers and statutory agencies. CVS maintains a resource centre which is staffed and equipped. For more information, call 01277 222299.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. Of shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
DR Betts Tiling, a family-run business getting it right for over 27 years. Good tiles should last a very long time. Getting it right from the start is half the battle. Need a sexy Italian? They can help, provided you're talking tiles. What about the underfloor heating you promised yourself? With a vast range of wall and floor tiles and 27 years of experience, think DR Betts Tiling. 01708 381349. Online, drbettstiling.co.uk. Or find us at The Barn, Church Road, Noak Hill. DR Betts, tiling perfection for over 27 years.
Yes, you're listening to the Jed Shepherd Show in Phoenix 98 FM. I'm still joined by Camilla Bleak. She'll be singing a little bit later. How are you liking being at Phoenix so far, Camilla?
It's really awesome. I love it.
Good. It's kind of a madhouse, isn't it? You've got Jane and Matt amending the decor in here. Oh, you're taking down the Essex Girl riding calendar. A sacrilege. And when you put it back up, can you put September back on for that? I'll show you that later. Okay. I've still got lots of new music to come. Now I've got a band called Hippie Sabotage. Now this isn't their own song, this is a cover of a Tove Lo song. Do you know Tove Lo?
Yes, I do actually.
Yeah, she's brilliant. Do you know the song Stay High?
I probably do.
Oh, actually, no, it's called Habits. Her original's called Habits, but they've kind of done a remix, okay. And they've called it Stay High. So it's the Hippie Sabotage remix of Habits, the Tove Lo flip, whatever the hell that means. So here we go.
Oh,
kind of does that for another 12 seconds. My name's Jed Shepherd. This is the Jed Shepherd Show. I'm still joined by Camilla Bleeks.
Hello.
Hello. Tove Lo kind of sounds like how I imagine you sound.
Well,
just from your talking voice, anyway.
Well, you can hear it up to five, I guess.
Talking of your voice, we were talking during the break there about how my Polish is quite fluent.
Okay.
And I was just saying about how when I was younger, my friend at school told me about a phrase in Polish. Have I said this on air? I haven't, have I?
Yes, you have.
Oh, I have. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that Jane is brought me what looks like bumblebee juice. So I've got my cup of, it looks, I don't know what this is, tadpole water. Yeah, basically every week when Jane comes in, she has this smoothie. I call it a smoothie. It looks like rainwater in a shoe, left out for a year. And I'm just about to drink it now. And this is potentially what bumblebee juice is, a Polish bumblebee juice drink. Let's have a taste. And do you want to taste it?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a go. That is the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. Jane, what are you drinking? That literally does taste like rainwater from a shoe.
It does.
That is disgusting. Who made this? And how much did they give you? Oh my!
Look,
this is disgusting. Jane, you don't drink it anymore. What's worse than taste is the aftertaste.
It's kind of gritty as an aftertaste because it's got powder in it.
Yeah.
It's nice. Where's the chewing gum?
It tastes like I've kissed a homeless person or something. You can.
Nice.
Do you know what? I'll have to finish it anyway. I'll finish it during the next song.
All in one. They're down in one.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is good radio, by the way. Hold on. Oh my god, that is the worst.
And you know what's much better as I've got it recorded.
Yeah, don't look on YouTube for that because that's disgusting. Okay, so while I digest that pond water, this song is by Holy Child. It's called Happy With Me.
Never free.
So they're all trying to convince me that I'm wrong and they're right, and that Jane's pond water drink is the bee's knees. It's bee juice. And Matt...
I'm on four.
Okay. Matt
that
Jolly.
That was nice. That was actually quite nice.
That was... On what planet was that nice?
Coming from me, like, with my taste buds... My taste buds are horrible... They were screwed up.
It was disgusting.
Young.
That's
but
like
it's nice. It's really.
It's,
nice.
It's definitely like liquid kryptonite to me. It's absolutely.
We found your weakness, Jed.
Yeah, totally. And okay, so if it's so good, Matt, would you down a pint of it next week?
Probably not a pint.
I thought it was amazing. I thought it tasted really good.
Yeah, it is, but you know, just I mean, it's quite an effort to
just like a little tiny mouthful of it.
Well, it's an effort just to drink a pint of.